for Ripper Stock Feed. To find out more, call us on 0953-624050 or 0971-864700. Ripper Stock Feed, the Feed Masters.
News Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
And welcome to the 18 hours news. We take a look at stories making headlines. UTH Adult Hospital runs out of bed space in Melwood. Government warns private firms against unlawful contract terminations. Anti-migrant group ordered to stop blocking foreigners from South Africa's healthcare.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
For the main news in detail, my name is Kalunga Mukulango Mamwape. The University Teaching Hospital, UTH Adult Hospital, has temporarily run out of bed spaces in the male ward, resulting in some male patients being accommodated in designated sections of the female ward. UTH Public Relations Officer Mwiza Muya has clarified that this arrangement is only applied under exceptional circumstances when all male wards are fully occupied. Ms. Muya explained that the hospital has recently experienced a surge in male surgical patients, largely due to road traffic accidents, falls from construction sites, and prostate-related complications. She stated that this is done with utmost sensitivity to maintain privacy, separate sanitary facilities, and constant medical supervision. She stressed that this measure is temporal, controlled, and aimed at preserving life and ensuring continued access to care as soon as beds become available in male-designated wards. Affected patients will immediately be moved. Ms. Muya further states that UTH has begun implementing corrective measures, including plans to convert one of the female surgical wards into a male ward to balance bed capacity. She added that in the long term, the hospital hopes to operationalize a new 240-bed surgical wing once funding for equipment and staffing is secured, a development expected to significantly improve patient accommodation and comfort.
The hospital has noted concerns circulating in some sections of the media regarding the temporary accommodation of male and female patients in the same wards. Management wishes to clarify that this arrangement is not a norm but an interim measure taken only under exceptional circumstances when all male wards are fully occupied. The hospital has recently recorded a sharp increase in the number of male surgical wards, many of whom are victims of road traffic accidents, falls from construction sites, and prostate-related conditions. These cases often require longer hospital stays, resulting in higher bed occupants in male wards.
President Agahinde Ichilem has appointed Charity Munganga as Deputy Inspector General of Police in charge of administration and Fred Hamamba as Deputy Inspector General of Police in charge of operations. The President also appointed Lakson Kazabu as Chairperson of the Local Government Service Commission and Professor Ephraim Kabunda Munshifwa as Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Energy. Professor Mushifa previously served as the Dean of the School of the Belt Environment at the Copper Belt University. Prior to their new roles, Ms. Munganga and Mr. Hamamba served as Central Province Commissioner of Police and Muchinga Police Deputy Commissioner of Police, respectively. Mr. Kazabu is a former Deputy Minister of Agriculture and previously served as Mayor of Kitwe. During the swearing-in ceremony at State House, President Ichilema urged the newly appointed officials to serve Zambians with a dedication and integrity. He advised them to collaborate with existing teams rather than creating parallel structures and reminded them that public service requires discipline, confidentiality, and a strong commitment in the public interest.
Sometimes we forget. We think we are bigger than cities. We are actually servants of the city, including these media colleagues. These are citizens that are above us. We must serve them. May ask families to support these colleagues. You heard me say there's no working hours. They are not at home as before. Don't nudge, lead them to work. Because they've agreed to say there are something that you have also supported. Am I right? You've agreed to support. So let's support them. Let them face other challenges rather than nagging. Let's encourage them to work. That's what I'll say today. Once more, congratulations. Work with the teams you find there. I'm also noticing some colleagues who are appointed. You want to go somewhere and create your own team.
Government has disclosed that it has received numerous complaints of private sector companies terminating workers' contracts without following legally established procedures. Minister of Labour and Social Security Brenda Tamba Tamba says government has since instituted a multifaceted response to curb the trend. Ms. Tamba Tamba says that the measures include heightened labour inspections, among them random inspections, particularly in industries where such violations are reported to be rampant. She has warned companies engaging in the unlawful termination of employment contracts to desist or risk severe consequences, including deregistration and blacklisting.
Terminate contracts of employment without adhering to the provisions of the Employment Code Act. And to address this issue, the ministry has taken a multifaceted approach to ensure compliance with the law. In B, Madam Speaker, firstly, the ministry conducts regular inspections at workplaces to monitor adherence to the Act. Additionally, awareness campaigns are organized for both employers and employees to educate them on their labor rights and obligations. The ministry also advises employers to provide contracts, policies, and codes of dispute handling to their employees, promoting transparency and fairness in the workplace.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has emphasized the importance of peace and unity in Tanzania, noting that stability in the neighboring country is crucial for safeguarding Zambia's economic and strategic interests. In a statement addressing public debate over President Hakainde Hichilema's attendance at the inauguration of Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan, a CTPD Executive Director, Isaac Mwaipopo, said the visit was necessary and aligned with Zambia's diplomatic and economic priorities. Highlighting the historic and economic ties between the two countries, Mr. Mwaipopo noted that Tanzania remains one of Zambia's most important partners, particularly as a critical trade and a transit corridor for imports such as fuel, machinery, food, and other essential goods.
It was actually in the best interest of Zambia that President Hakainde Hichilema attend the inauguration ceremony. There's a lot of trade and investment between Zambia and Tanzania, and Zambia might not need to risk having a strained relationship with the East African country. If you look at our geographical positioning, Zambia is a landlocked country, and if you also look at the Zambian economy, we are a country that heavily relies on imports, and most of these imports come through into our country through Tanzania.
The government has secured 90% of over 192,000 metric tons of grade A white maize acquired in Central Province during the 2024-2025 crop marketing season, the provincial administration has confirmed. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Muna Mwanakapwe said that the Food Reserve Agency FRA has made significant progress in the maize moving process, with some districts reaching as high as 97% completion. He emphasized that the full collection of maize from depots remains a priority. Meanwhile, progress has also been recorded under the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, as out of 92,476 farmers who deposited funds to redeem farming inputs, 64,605 have already collected their fertilizer and seed. It's according to a statement issued to Millennium Radio by Mr. Tobias Spiri, Principal Public Relations Officer for Central Province.
I wish to update the nation on the 2024-2025 crop marketing season of Central Province. Therefore, government through the Food Reserve Agency has so